Jill Stadman has the business news.
Thanks, Sonia. A new manufacturing plant will open in Shannon, County Clare today. It will produce OLED materials for use in display screens for devices like smartphones, smartwatches and laptops. The new facility has been jointly established by NASDAQ-listed company Universal Display Corporation and its long-standing partner PPG. Jerry Cahill, PPG plant manager at the new facility, joins us now. You're very welcome.
Good morning, Jill, and thank you for having me on.
In simple terms, what exactly will you be producing at this new facility?
Well, Jill, today we're celebrating the opening of this new state-of-the-art organic, it's called an organic light-emitting diode, so it's an OLED, so manufacturing facility in Shannon. And really, Jill, what an OLED is, it is a powder that when you apply current onto it, it gives off light. And the light that it gives off is exceptional. That's one component of it, and the second component is that it's highly energy efficient. So this is a unique facility in Ireland. The substances we make are only made in this facility, and we're actually doubling the capacity for OLED manufacturing. So it's a growing industry. So it's a really great success story for Clare and for Ireland.
And why was Shannon chosen as the location for this new facility?
Yeah, I suppose when you look at it, UDC were looking to expand their global manufacturing footprint. So the facility here in Shannon was closed, so it was kind of opportunistic. So the facility was available, and then coupled with, I suppose, all of the high-tech industries in the Limerick and Shannon area, the availability of jobs was there. So the available facility, coupled with the ability to attract highly technical skilled roles, was really the main two reasons that UDC and PPG came to this facility.
Okay, 100 new jobs have been created at the site. How many of those roles have already been filled, and what type of jobs are still available?
Yeah, so we have filled up to 50 roles already, Jill. And these roles are kind of across a broad range of areas, primarily around engineering, operational disciplines, supply chain. We employ a lot of chemists, analytical technicians, because in effect we are a chemistry facility. So 50 roles are filled, and over the coming years we hope to fill the remaining roles.
And have you any concerns about attracting the right talent, given that we're at near full employment at the moment?
There's always a challenge in attracting this kind of talent. However, the Limerick-Shannon area has a lot of existing, I suppose, high-tech industries. So we've been very fortunate to have attracted a really good team here. So there hasn't actually been many issues because of, I suppose, really the cluster, the manufacturing cluster and high-tech cluster that has been set up here in Limerick.
Okay, an initial €10 million has been invested in this site, but that's just the start of a multi-phase expansion plan, is that right?
That's correct. So there was initially kind of €10 million of CapEx spent, and over the coming years there will be subsequent kind of multi-million, multi-year investments as we expand our capacity and capabilities to manufacture different types of OLEDs.
Okay, how much is the global OLED market worth, and how much of that market are you hoping to capture?
Yeah, the global market is a double-digit billion market because you have all of the leading display manufacturers producing, you can imagine, everything from smartphones, smartwatches to laptops. at the moment, we are kind of just under 1 billion, kind of capturing that kind of range in the market. But the market is growing, and we are doubling our capacity here with the Shannon facility, and we hope to kind of grow with the market.
Okay, OLED devices seem to be overtaking the LED market. Is that mostly due to the energy efficiency they offer?
It's a combination of effects, such as kind of colour, but certainly we all realise the issues around sustainability and climate change. OLED materials are up to 4 times more efficient than standard LED devices. So in anything that requires a battery, OLEDs they deliver great quality colour, and they are, I suppose, highly energy efficient. So yeah, that's probably some of the main reasons that OLEDs are overtaking LEDs.
Okay, the facility opens today. When do you expect it'll be fully up and running?
Yeah, so we've actually been in manufacturing for just over a year. So May 11th of last year, we started manufacturing. That €10 million investment has just come to completion, so we are adding 2 more production streams. They'll come online in the second half of this year. And then getting back to your point about the next level of investments, that'll come in due course when new molecules become available.
Okay, Jerry Cahill, PPG plant manager at the new OLED facility in Shannon. Thanks for joining us.